This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Big news today is a jobs report, but on the sad side, three victims in a naval base shooting in Pensacola, Florida. You know, when I saw it, I thought it was a replay of some of the stuff about Hawaii.
Oh, Pearl Harbor. Yeah, no, and, this is different.
And here it's another one. Now, in that case, obviously, it was a member of the military, but I don't know if this is. We don't know, you know.
Single shooter, four dead.
Yeah. Four dead now?
Yeah, four. Yep, I got four.
Because last I heard was three victims. So now,
well, I just showed. I think there's three victims and the shooter.
Oh, yeah, I got it. That's four. Yeah. It's four. Yep. So, wow. Anyway, it is challenging. It is challenging. No doubt about that to understand how these things are happening to the degree that they are. But the November jobs report, 266,000 jobs added. The unemployment rate falls to 3.5%. Every time you see one of those reports between now and November, you should think that's like one more win in a football season towards the Super Bowl. Because the economy means the most, even to the voters who are just sort of robots, right? They don't really take it seriously. They don't really, you know, do much in the way of paying attention to the news cycle. But if their job is solid, if they're getting a raise, if they're having new employment opportunities, it's a huge difference. At some point, I think people are going to go, you know, all the stuff they say about Trump compared to how much better things are getting, I don't know. So, anyway, I'm stalling. Senator Kevin Cramer is going to join us in a moment. 800-228-0550. Daniel, you let me know when he is. All right. Very good. I hope he didn't wait long. I just found out in my ear. We do have him. Yes, you didn't hear that, but I did. Senator Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Senator.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. What is your favorite Christmas song?
I got bad signal right now by MDID. I'm calling you.
No kidding. I can hear you fine. You can't hear me? He said I have a bad signal right now. He's by MDID.
I think we lost him.
He should have stayed in Tower City and had another slice of pie while he was doing the show.
Maybe he heard you just fine and couldn't believe he heard that he was asked for about a Christmas song and assumed he had a bad signal.
The great thing about Kevin and Chris Cramer and their youngest son, Abel, is, you know, despite the fact that, you know, the president has him on speed dial and he is, you know, a growing force in the United States Senate. He's a dad. They're on their way to a soccer tournament down in Sioux Falls this weekend. So that's kind of cool. Can you hear us now?
I can hear you okay, Scott. Hopefully this is better. I switched phones, if that helps.
No, it's on phone. Probably it's your government phone that doesn't work so well, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, it's the other way around. But
oh, goodness sakes.
Let me put it this way. It's two different networks. I have one Verizon phone and one AT&T phone, and it all depends on where you are.
Yes, indeed. It did. I asked you what your favorite Christmas song is. We saved the tough question for first today. What is your favorite Christmas song?
I think it's either "Oh Come All Ye Faithful," or maybe it's "The Silent Night," which is like incredible.
Do you like the Chewbacca version of "Silent Night"?
No. Nope,
no, me
I don't.
Either.
I'm destroyed. You know.
Yeah.
I do not. I like a nice, you know, version. Keep it simple.
Normal.
Normal.
come ye to Bethlehem.
There we go. Who is that, Kevin?
That is Jess and Gabriel, one of the many people that have... Twisted Sister even did O Come All You Faith. We won't go there.
Never heard of it. But anyway, doesn't matter. It's a pretty song. Nice word.
There you go.
We're not going to take it. Was done to the sheet music of O Come All You Faithful.
Yeah, I don't like any exotic versions of music. I like keep it simple and beautiful.
I know. I call all the rest the Roseanne Barr versions of songs, you know?
Yeah.
Her destroying the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. Well, it is. I want the just straight up. Don't give me any, you know.
Nobody's that bad.
Chewbacca right up there. I don't know. Here's the deal. We welcome your calls, questions, and comments for Senator Kramer on anything, any topic that you have on the program. You call us at 800-228-0550. You may text us at 701-367-2054 or 701-226-8503. If tomorrow you think of, gosh, I wish I would have asked Senator Kramer something, you can call the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline, celebrating the Be the Buffalo spirit of North Dakotans, 855-200-1776. Let's go right to the phones because we have full bank of calls. Stephen Bismarck for Senator Kevin Kramer. Go ahead.
Hello, Senator Kramer.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. Hey, I called you a few weeks ago about my grandsons that have PKAN.
Yes, yep.
And I asked you to kind of intervene a little bit and find out stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to personally thank you. Yeah, I know you did, because within 2 hours, Dr. Hayflex sent a text to my daughter about your inquiry into it, and I just wanted to publicly and personally thank you for your help with the boys. The trial is very, very, well, it's going to be going really, really soon here. It's all lining up, And I think you're a man of your word. And as long as you want to be a senator, you have my vote. And I think you have a vote for my daughter, too. So I just wanted to thank you. And hopefully more people in Washington have more common sense than they have. And I wish they'd be more like you. I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you, Stephen, and all the best to you and your family. This has been a heart issue for not just for me, but for my staff. They have really taken this your issue seriously and to heart, and have worked hard on it. And sometimes the bureaucracy can be so frustrating and discouraging, and then sometimes it's understandable, and sometimes it's just plain old frustrating. But this is a life or death situation, as you know. But I just appreciate the update.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it, and all the best to you. There's nothing like a grandparent or a parent watching a child suffer. There's just no comparing it, and it transcends everything. So we'll keep you in our prayers, and I'm glad things are moving in the right way. Tom and Mandan for Senator Kevin Kramer. Tom, are you there?
Hey, Tom.
I don't hear Tom. I'm going to put him on hold. See, you can you should be there. I'll check it one more time. Tom, are you there?
This is Dennis and Mandan.
Oh, we had Tom down. Dennis, Tom, Fred.
Sounds about Tom's the same, doesn't it?
Right,
yeah, Dennis, go ahead. Right, go ahead, Dennis.
Let's talk about it.
Well, Senator Kramer, I was wondering if you've heard about how the FDA is trying to or planning to ban some natural products that naturopathic doctors are using. If they don't have detailed studies.
I've not heard that. The FDA, when it comes to some of these natural products, you know, they wait for all kinds of processes, understandably. In fact, this discussion we just had with Stephen with regard to his children and PKAN and his grandchildren and the PKAN disease and the trials, the delays in trials. You have these supporting entities, sponsoring it. These are the researchers that work with the bureaucracy, and takes forever to get anything through and done. But anyway, I've not heard specifically about anything more recently, so I'm glad to be updated on some specifics if you'd like.
Yeah, there's some products like DMDS that these naturopathic doctors use for chelation or removing heavy metals, and they have no side effects, but yet the FDA is threatening to say, well, if it hasn't been studied, they're going to ban them.
Well, that isn't all bad, though, is it? I mean, isn't that what we want the FDA to do?
Well, no, I don't know. So not necessarily. Here's just the little bit I just heard, Scott, would be, I don't know if they should ban them just because they don't sanction them or approve of them as a pharmaceutical or a drug doesn't mean you necessarily should ban them if there's no evidence that they're harmful. And so maybe after the break we can follow up a little bit because I would be interested in knowing more.
All right, Tom, hang on. June in Bismarck, question about farmers. Tom on the road has a question about the VA. Fred and Wing has a question for you and more. Come on, don't go away.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
That's fabulous. It is fabulous. It's just one of those songs that really puts you in the Christmas spirit, which was what we need in this day and time. All right, full bank of calls. We're going to go as quick as we can here. Tom and Manda and Kevin asked if you would just finish a little more of the story. So
we were talking to Dennis, right?
Dennis, sorry, yeah, it's still Tom on my board here. Kevin's a lot smarter than I am. Dennis,
so I want to learn more from Dennis about the FDA issues.
Well, I go to a naturopathic doctor that uses DMDS and calcium EDTA to remove heavy metals, which I have problems because I have eye problems. And she's having a hard time, this naturopathic doctor, having a hard time getting them because the FDA is making it harder and harder for compounding pharmacies to manufacture them.
I see. Yeah. Well, I'd love to look into it a little more closely, Dennis. If there's a chance we can get contact information, I'd love to have my team check into this a little bit with the FDA. And see what the issues are, if any. And like I said earlier, there's one thing is to not, rank them or in a special way or sanction them. It's another thing to ban them altogether. And so, but let's we'd like to look into it. I think if we could.
Tom, I'm going to ask you to hold on. I'm sorry, Dennis. I'm going to ask you to hold on, and Daniel will take your telephone number, and we'll get to. That information to Senator Kramer's office and reach out to get some more information and keep us posted. These are the, to me, situations like that for you that are getting relief for an eye problem and then you see the FDA standing in your way are why you call a U.S. Senator, of why you thank a U.S. Senator for taking an hour of his week to do talk radio on a statewide network like this and other stations around the state. I mean, it's, that's what's important to you, not impeachment, not the swamp. So, I'm glad people take advantage of this. I really do. So if you would, Daniel, get Tom's number on line 2 while I jump to line 4 and talk to June in Bismarck, Senator Kramer. Go ahead, June.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. This might be more in the line of a suggestion or a comment than a question that could be answered in the radio, but it deals with the area maybe being needed to be looked into because we hear so much about the help for the farmers and the ranchers, which is needed, and this is not to take away anything and any support regarding grain and row crop farmers and that, but I never hear much of anything about what is being done on a similar level for our ranchers. So I wonder why. I wonder what ranchers see as being beneficial help, something that doesn't get lost in the details, that isn't simply window dressing. And when we coined the phrase helping our farmers and ranchers, my experience shows me those two occupations, there are some real differences. And there are some real differences in needs. So I'd like to know more from that perspective so that that comment isn't misleading.
Yep. Boy, that's a great point and an important distinction, Scott, that June brings up. So one of the issues is there's not a lot of farm support programs, if you will, for livestock production. Now, there's some. Don't get me wrong. There's both... there's one program that deals with the feed for livestock. It's a livestock forage program. It's sort of like rain insurance, and it's the way I always refer to it. But and then there's actually support for livestock losses, it's similar to like crop insurance program. But there's not nearly the plethora or complexity of programs for ranchers as there is for, say, a small grains farmer, corn farmer, beans, things like that. But there's, of course, always the government's role in trade deals and whatnot that oftentimes, we're oftentimes livestock or ranching is probably the beneficiary even before some other crops. But it all depends on the country that you're negotiating with and what their eating habits are. Some of this comes, Scott, though, from the history of ranching in the independence of the rancher. It's only been really in recent years through some of these more devastating both droughts and other weather situations where livestock producers have had more of the need. So at some point, maybe in a future show, we can do a primer a little bit on some of the livestock programs, but to June's point and her suggestion is exactly right. There is not the attention on livestock production as there is on more traditional crop production in terms of federal government farm programs. No question about it.
June, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Anything else you want to say to Senator Kramer?
No, and I think sometimes, too, if we have more of discussion, we could bring in the aspect of, you know, we have those red flag laws, which yep. really sometimes eliminates people if they're going to say buy crop insurance. We also get into things where you have to have a certain percentage of alfalfa in your pasture or in your, what you're going to use for hay. And
yep.
a lot of people use upland hay or pasture land. That doesn't even contain alfalfa. And as you know, with the rain and stuff, you either can't get in, you can't get it out, or the hay is molding in the bales, and so you have to just walk away from it so you don't have the feed. And costs a lot of times you can't get into, too. So there would be a lot of topics that would be great to hear more on. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. So, Scott, you know what would be kind of interesting? I think you could do a show, and maybe you've even done this before, but have, like, Julie Ellingson and, say, Kenny Grainer both come in and at the same time and talk about, you know, ranching as a part of farming or separate from traditional crop farming and the programs and the areas that they'd like some relief in. You know, not all, obviously egg producers are the same and not all ranchers have the same opinions of various programs. One of the big issues that we're dealing with in ranching right now, of course, is the labeling issue. The labeling of fake meat as meat or even suggesting it's similar.
I banned Burger King from my palate forever because of the, you know, possible Whopper crap. I just think it's ridiculous what's going on there. But you're right. I mean, these guys are really, they're facing a lot of issues. There's no doubt about it.
But you need to know that we have ranchers in North Dakota, Kenny Grainer chief among them, who are like the top of the leadership pyramid in this country that people listen to in Washington. And I'm always honored to bring them to Washington. Julie Ellingson, she's in a room with the North Coast Stockman Association. For those of you who don't know Julie, but she's in a room with Sonny Perdue or anybody else. She is the expert, and she is articulate, even eloquent, and common sense, and brings that work ethic and intellect to every discussion. And North Dakota ranchers ought to know how well represented they are on the national scene.
June, thanks for the call. Appreciate it much. I love the passion of farmers and ranchers. I just do.
I do too.
I just love it. I just know.
By the way,
you know,
Scott,
you inspire us.
Along those lines, this morning the South China Post is reporting that China's going to exempt soybeans and pork from future tariffs. So as these trade negotiations with China go on, good news for our soybean and
if you, I don't know, you correct me if I'm wrong, but if you think that's a gift, that is a demand from the U.S.
It's also a demand from their
good stuff. Hang on, more coming up. Don't go away.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Pensacola, Florida, where sheriff's deputies confirm that an active shooter at the naval base there has been shot and killed by police. There are reports of several injuries. The U.S. Navy has now confirmed that two people, aside from the shooter, were also killed. The base was put on lockdown for some time. Retired Navy aviator Stephen Geiner says the base is the home of the Blue Angels, and there are 16,000 people living on that base.
reason that it's almost all exclusively for training. And so there's a very large civilian population. So would not be surprised to see if there were civilian casualties.
The U.S. Labor Department reporting that the economy added 266,000 jobs in November, the biggest jump since January, the unemployment rate returning to a 50-year low. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face.
Got to tell you about my friends at Pfeiffer's, and Todd's got to tell you about his friends at Schwann's, and we'll get back to Senator Kevin Cramer here. Now, first of all, Pfeiffer's is all about land auctions, machinery auction, real estate sales, land management. They have the premier team in the state, the Pfeiffer's, Kevin, Bob, Steve Link, Jim Sabe. These guys, I can't start naming names because there's so many of them. Andy Murnick, they are really, really, really good. They are all across the state do great work. And if you go to Pfeiffer's.com, you're going to find out a little bit about land auction. They've got, I mean, a bunch coming up. Logan County today, there's one. Monday, a land lease auction over in Minnesota. 200 acres in Ward County on the 11th. And then it just is boom, 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 one day after another. Stutzman County, all before Christmas. South Dakota, Ward County, where else? Clay County, Minnesota, a bunch. Pfeiffer's.com. Call for a catalog. Great catalog. 877-700-4099. And remember, on machinery auctions, you know, Pfeiffer's has been known for land for decades, and maybe a little less so on the machinery side. They've been doing a lot more machinery auctions lately because they get more money than anybody else out there. So 877-700-4099. Kick some tires. Talk to these folks. They'll help you. Pfeiffer's.com. Tell me about your wheels, Todd.
Oh, man. You can get yours right out there, 25% off below MSRP and most 2019 Buick SUV models for current eligible non-GM owners, and 20% on select GMC Denalis and stuff, by the way. If you think, well, yeah, my current ride's fine, okay, but are you ready for, like, Christmas and stuff? Discount Tuesdays, 10% off your entire bill at Certified Quick Lube at Schwann. And if you're active retired military or first responder, an additional 10% off. Check it out, SchwannBuickGMC.com.
26 before the top of the hour. Let's get back to the calls. Tom on the road for Senator Cramer. Go ahead.
Hello. Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
Thank you first for playing respectful.
That's right. We're gonna keep on that track. When the boys go off the rails here, I'm gonna let them know that hey, Tom's gonna call if you play that Chewbacca again. You know, Grandma got run over by a reindeer. If I hear that one more time, I'm gonna have permanent brain damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you,
Senator Cramer. Thank you for taking your time. Allow us.
Thank you.
I have a problem with VA, probably a lot of us veterans do. Beginning sometime last spring, the VA changed their insurance payer to a company called TriWest. And at that point, before that, we called in to get an appointment, and I'm speaking for myself, I'm in community care veterans. community care, and so I get appointments with local doctors. It took me maybe a couple of weeks to get an appointment before. Since Tri-West has taken over, the VA has been telling me beginning last spring that, well, we're about 4 weeks out now because we have to reprogram and update and all for this new insurance. And as the summer progressed, it got to be 6 weeks out. I recently called in, and now it's 8 weeks.
Oh, my.
I have to wait before I can consider.
I'm a little confused here, Senator Kramer. Why would the switch of the insurance provider, TriWest, mean the appointment times get delayed?
I don't know, but what's traditionally happened, I say traditionally, what's happened in the past is that anytime there gets to be a third party in the middle of the relationship, things tend to get screwed up. And that's a very general statement, and I don't know that I want to go a lot further than that. But what I'd like to do is often the case, I'd like to check on this case specifically as a matter of, you know, as a case on its own. That helps in two ways. One, it helps Tom get some relief, hopefully, quicker. And then secondly, it helps me better understand if there's a systemic problem at the VA that we can help them address.
All right. Tom and Dennis are getting the extra special treatment from Senator Kramer today. Tom, hang on.
No.
I'm going to ask Daniel to get you your address. I'm sorry, not your address. Email or phone, and we'll connect you up with Senator Kramer's team on this very question. So find out what the heck's going on there, because, boy, later and later and later, I'd be concerned, too. So totally get it. Couple of texts I want to weave in here between calls. Can you ask Senator Kramer about three Fisher Industries investigations we've heard about on the news? Someone complaining about how they got their wall contract, I believe, John from Carrington. I've seen those stories as well. They're essentially saying the only reason Tommy Fisher... the heck? Kevin Kramer just walked in the studio. I'm talking to him, you can hang up the phone now. We'll put you on that one right there.
What the heck is going on?
I knew he was in Tower City, but
then I look up and he's walking in the room.
Yeah, wow.
What's going on?
Anyway, the theory is for this Fisher Industries deal, just to finish that, is that the only reason Tommy Fisher got this is because you and the president like him, and that he's a donor to your campaign, and therefore he's getting the contract. That's the swamp talk. Is that accurate?
Well, it's not accurate, obviously, because the Corps of Engineers has very restrictive guidelines for getting a contract. And in this case, according to the Corps of Engineers, Tommy met all of those restrictions and came in as the low bidder. I think one of the things that people get confused about or forget is that Fisher Industries was a pre-qualified builder for that wall project before I knew Tommy Fisher. Now, I knew Tommy's dad, Gene Fisher, years ago.
Quite the character.
Quite the character. But, no, if I did anything, Scott, it's that I've helped the Corps of Engineers and the Department of Homeland Security take a better, closer, newer, fresher look at some of their policies.
But it's fair to say, though, Tommy Fisher's a bit of a maverick, right?
That's fair to say.
And not many people that are trying to get a Corps contract are ripping the Corps at the same time. Right.
Well, that's the interesting thing, isn't it?
But I mean, I kind of found it refreshing because it was like almost like he didn't care if he ended up getting the job because he was going to say what needed to be said about their process, and in turn, whether they gave him that because he was making some noise or whether they're going to say prove yourself with 31 miles or whatever.
Right.
Where I'd be suspicious if they fired everybody else and hired him, then you'd say what? They gave him 31 miles.
Right.
I mean, it isn't like that, you know, big a job.
No, but 31 miles is, you know, it's not an insignificant job either. It's quite a significant job.
I don't remember getting any $400 million contracts for anything in my day. So
I know.
I agree, but, you know.
But the bottom line is this. Fisher Industries earned this. They earned it the way that everybody else earned it. Well, really, probably an exceptional way. By being innovators, by being persistent, by being aggressive, by showing up, by coming up with new ideas, bidding on proposals, filing protests when they didn't get jobs that they were successful at, by the way, through the Government Accountability Office, on at least two occasions that I know of. And eventually, you know, eventually they had the right proposal to the right RFP, and
but it's fair to say that you and the president have challenged the Corps of Engineers in a way like they've never been challenged by a U.S. senator or a U.S. president.
I think that's pretty clear. Yeah. I have spent many hours the last couple of months reviewing documents that took over 6 months for me to get from the Corps of Engineers to find what I think are some pretty serious flaws in their process.
And the President of the United States said to you, Kevin, I am deputizing you to get to the bottom of this.
Well, I don't know if he used the word deputize, but he did say, he asked me to get in the weeds with General Semonite, and I did that. Although they pushed back, they being the Corps of Engineers, didn't want me to get in the weeds.
Well, of course not.
They kept the weeds from getting to me. I'll go through a longer explanation of that sometime. And I've just wrapped up today, in fact, my findings based on all of that I did, and I'm sending a letter to the Corps and to the President probably later today.
Another texter. Explain the Armenian genocide vote.
Sure. Well, there wasn't a vote, actually, and the reason there wasn't a vote was because I objected to a unanimous consent motion yesterday. So, first of all, the Armenian, what they're talking about, the question is about a resolution that was introduced by Senator Menendez and Senator Cruz to recognize the Armenian genocide that was years ago, decades ago, conducted by Turkey and the Ottoman Empire. And it did happen, and it should be recognized and acknowledged officially by the government of the United States. But Senator Menendez offered it up as a unanimous consent yesterday in the United States Senate. As you might know, this was just hours after the president himself just arrived home to Washington, D.C. from NATO, where he met with the president of Turkey and talked about the Armenian genocide and the S-400. And we are in very, as you know, Scott, very fragile and sensitive negotiations right now with the government of Turkey, a NATO ally, who's been doing some really bad things again, similar, you know, things that remind us of their past, and we don't want them to go there. But, you know, the White House felt like this is not the right time to slap Turkey upside the head while they're...
Well, I have to tell you, I saw the hue and cry of, yeah. Kevin Cramer did this for President Trump. He ordered him to do this, which is obviously not true.
Yeah.
But also, when I read into it, read the story, I knew nothing about it, hadn't talked to you, didn't know anything,
yeah.
I said, this is like for a week. This is like, this is going to happen at some point. This is not saying we're never doing it. You're not even saying you're in agreement with...
Oh, no, I co-sponsored the resolution in the last Congress, and, well, as I said in my floor speech yesterday when I objected to the unanimous consent. Remember, what unanimous consent is when a senator comes and says, I seek unanimous consent, and that means that if nobody objects, then it just passes automatically. Well, sometimes you should have a little more discussion about some things than just simply unanimous consent. But, no, I support the resolution. I'm very likely to never object to it again, but... I just felt like with Air Force One just landing, coming back,
no,
I'd like to get a readout of
that. Never mind the impeachment hearings going on.
Well, there's that, right?
Robin in North Dakota for Senator Cramer. Quickly, if you would, go.
Hi, Senator Cramer. I appreciate you taking my call. And let's make America great and eat U.S. beef and label it that way.
Amen. Okay. So this is the other beef story. Exactly. There's lots of things the government can do, mainly... Just exercise common sense.
And I know you've got a pretty direct line with the president, and I sure hope you tell him we need that in the UMCA agreement.
Yeah.
And also, on another note for the farmer or the rancher out here, on federal crop, we insured our corn for silage corn, which is a feed, quality feed, and we are having real big issues trying. First, it was too wet. We couldn't get our corn in. Next, the quality of what we have harvested is subpar. So I think we need to really address this issue further.
All right, Robin, appreciate that very much. We'll give the senator a chance to answer when we come back. Another call's waiting on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Let's go to Norway. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon, inviting you to join professional guide Carol T. Juven, who's been to Norway 179 times with over 49,000 people on tour. You can be assured you'll have a great time in Norway with this incredible guide. Join Carol and the team on the official Norse Hospes Norway Tour. It's May 25th through June 7th, 2020. See Southern Norway at its best. That's the fjords, waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. You visit Minot, sister city of Shaheen. Meet and greet Bureau Holland. They don't just tour beautiful Norway. They meet the people when they're on a Carol Juven tour. Call Carol now. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. He'll send you a complete packet of information. Sign up soon as space is limited. Welcome along to the official Norse Husfest Norway Tour, May 25th through June 7th with Carol Juven of Juven Tours.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to MineralTracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's the best time of the year.
You know who sings this?
I don't know.
Bro Ives?
Yeah, okay, good. I figured you did.
Come on, man.
I love Bro Ives. See, I can, that song right there instantly brings me back to growing up watching the, was it Rudolph?
Yep.
Frosty, I think. Where he's playing the guitar in the middle of the snow.
Yep. Right, yeah.
The snowman playing the, right there.
A little Colonel Sanders, a little goatee going.
Yep, right.
I miss those days.
That's where you go. I do too. I go. I'm very sentimental, particularly about Christmas.
Yeah, amazing. It really is. It's just a special, special time. No question about it. All right, we only have 5 minutes here, and we have a few folks to chat with on the, what's on your mind. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at the Magical Medora Christmas tour.
Now you're talking.
Have you seen that? Speaking of Christmas,
I've not seen it.
You haven't seen the show?
No.
It's really good. It's it takes the Medora magic and just brings it all around. And but they add in the Christmas spirit, and it's so darn good. I asked Bill Swanson the other day. I said, what are people going to get out of this show? They come to this show, wherever it is. He said, the Christmas spirit. That sound like Bill Swanson?
That sounds like Bill Swanson.
And, it's extraordinary. They will be tonight in Granora, Medora for two shows tomorrow, 1:30 and 6. Sunday in Alexandria, Minnesota. We're going to meet the cast Monday and talk with them on the air in Alexandria. Then they head to Jamestown Monday night, Minot Tuesday for two shows. Medora.com to find out everywhere they're at. They'll end up at the Bell Mayhus Auditorium in Bismarck on the 22nd, Sunday. Medora.com or 1-800-MEDORA-1 to get your tickets. Anything else you need to say to our rancher friend on the labeling issue?
No, other than, USMCA, it's probably too late to get it in there. We did try to do that in the negotiations, and that was one of those areas where Canada pushed back pretty hard. But the president, as you know, is very big on made in the USA and appropriate labeling, and that's a fight that may continue.
Let's talk about the president. Man, we haven't even talked about impeachment. Proving here that these phones have been full. I've got 100 texts for you here that we're not going to get to. No one's talking about it. They're not talking about it. It's consuming Washington. It's consuming the media. Yet, this is very, very hard on, our country and the president and, the institutions of government. You've become close with the president. How is he taking all this?
Well, I talked to him yesterday morning. He called yesterday morning. We talked about some legislative things, but it was about the time Speaker Pelosi was doing her news conference, actually, and he was quite upset about it. I mean, it was a nice reminder for me that, I look at this stuff, it's almost cartoony to me. So sometimes you forget how serious it is and how rare it's supposed to be to impeach a president. Here's what I love about some of this is that at the end of the day, he's still doing his job. He's still negotiating trade deals with countries. He's got NATO. He came back from 2 days in NATO, which were hugely successful, by the way, where he got other NATO partners to put up more of their own money for their own defense, so that the United States isn't just defending everybody else in the world.
You aren't concerned about the Canadian Prime Minister and his concerns about jaws dropping because that didn't bother you?
It's so petty. And by the way, about that, Scott, one of the things I actually told the president, because he said, they report things like somehow I don't get along with all these guys. And the reality is we all get along quite well. And I said, what they don't appreciate is that you do it differently. In fact, Justin Trudeau is a maverick himself. Now, he and Donald Trump aren't the same person, but they're similar in the sense that they both come from a different perspective. They're more jocular. People can't just have normal conversations anymore with one another. Yeah. Everything is recorded. Everything's observed through a microscope, and then it's filtered through some weird, filter. And anyway, it's disappointing and upsetting to him, but at the same time, we covered Export-Import Bank, we covered spending, we covered Space Force, we covered all these other issues, while Nancy Pelosi's flapping her gums about impeachment.
And this guy acts like he has to get 100 years' worth of work done in 4.
Well, because he is, based on the traditions of Washington.
So this is why I just wish people would let sort of the frivolous stuff that, you might not say it that way or you might not do it that way, but what are the actual results?
That's the bottom line, right? And frankly, this frivolous stuff and how he says it, that's part of why he is successful.
True.
Because he is efficient with his words. He gets right to the point. It's not always pretty, maybe, to somebody, but it's the appeal. He's a working man's working man.
He's a non-traditional president.
And let's face it.
Maybe it was time for one.
I think it's pretty clear it was time for one. And I think it's time for 4 more years of one, to be honest with you. Won't it be rich to have a president who the House of Representatives impeaches and the people reelect in the same year? Would that
love
not?
That.
I can't even begin to tell you how fired up I'm about that. Steven Streeter, I got to get one more call in. Fred Wing went away. It was his turn next. Fred, what'd you have work to do? Come on. Steve, quickly for Senator Kramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, Senator Kramer, this is Steve Winston Streeter. I'm a retired postal rural carrier for 30 years, and I've called your office a couple times, And the thing is, the change in the they're making the farmers do as far as moving their mailboxes, sometimes up to a half mile away from where they are now. I've had my box move from one side of the road to the other, and now I'm told I have to move it again. But I don't understand. These boxes have been here for 30, 40, 50 years, and now all of a sudden they're starting to make farmers.
All right, Steve, hang on. We're going to get your phone number and start with you next week, next Friday with Senator Kramer.
Yeah, because I would love to explore this a little more, Scott.
That's good. Thank you. Travel safely.
Thank you.
Senator Kevin Kramer, God bless you folks. Have a great weekend.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.